That was the Waltz in E-flat major, one of the posthumous opuses, Sir Richard Raymond at the piano. Welcome back to the Classical Jukebox. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky, and I have a very special guest, someone I've looked up to growing up as a pianist, and he is an icon on the scene. Internationally acclaimed pianist Dong Tai-sun. He's taking the stage once again, coming back to Toronto, a return after 30 years, and he's bringing a very special guest with him. Welcome back. Welcome back to Toronto.
Good morning. I could not believe that it's the time passed and it's only 30 years.
Only 30 years. Yeah, like a blink of an eye. There you are, back and at it. Yeah, well, we are so excited to have you back. I have to confess, when I first received your recording of the four Chopin scherzos, I think I was in my teens, I literally had it running on loop, nonstop, in my house. You know, everybody in the house couldn't take it anymore, but I couldn't get enough of it. It was one of my favorite all-time recordings of Chopin. So we look up to you to this day. Just amazing.
Then I will, coincidentally, I will play one scherzo in my program this time.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, what are some of your fondest memories? You've lived in Canada, also a portion of your life. I know now you're in Oberlin and helping the next generation of musicians. What are some of your fond Canadian memories?
So actually, almost half of my life I spent in Canada.
Yeah.
I moved here in 1991, became Canadian. Yes, but now I work, as you know, I work in U.S. with two conservatory, one in Oberlin, other in New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. So before I was teaching also in Mountain University for 20 years. So still here, but I'm very quiet. So actually, what happened in Canada is much quieter than abroad. Main activity is in Asia, in Europe, and some part of the America.
Well, you have a concert coming up May 17th. That's 7:30 p.m. at the Meridian Arts Center, 5040 Yonge Street in North York. And it's presented by the Toronto Artist Symphony Orchestra. And you're bringing one of your talented pupils with you, J.J. Bowie. Tell us a little bit about how this program came together. What excites you most about performing with him?
First, I have to say that beside the giving concert, the teaching is my major and my passion. And so J.J. is one of my students who have winning many prizes in international competition. And actually, it's not the first time. I recently often bring my student play with them together in concert. We did in Asia, Japan with JJ. We did in Japan, in the most recently in Switzerland, in Geneva. So we are both Canadian. Yeah. And then I said, we should really, why we so active abroad, but here we have to do something.
Absolutely. There's going to be an amazing, enthusiastic public waiting for you.
And then I think the all related to Chopin competition, last edition, 2021, when JJ won the, became the prize winner. So and he became the youngest in the competition of the prize winner. And you know, by the artistically, students have different nature, but especially JJ is the most close to my direction.
Terrific. Wow. It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
We play solo and we also play duo together.
I saw that. Now, your program, your repertoire includes, of course, Chopin, Schumann, some Ravel also. And how did you decide on this program? How did you put it together? You mentioned that you're doing some duets as well, or two piano music. Is there any particular piece in there that holds special meaning to you?
So first part, the Schumann and Ravel played by J.J. Solo. So I think that's his major, it's a major program. It's very demanding, both pianistically and musically.
Oh, yeah. Very piano sonata number three. That's a big
right.
one. Warhorse.
And
oh, yeah.
then L'Avance, yeah. Ravenne, usually we hear more often with the orchestra version.
But oh, yeah.
That's for the solo piano version.
Yes, yes. Oh, it feels like the piano has to take on a whole orchestra of sound. Yeah.
yeah. make that only 10 finger. You have to make it sound like a whole orchestra.
yeah. Another two hands would help in that one, but he's doing the solo piano version. Very, very wonderful to hear that. Yeah.
Then I think the, like a bridge, we have a piece of Chopin for forehand. Chopin wrote only one piece for the forehand, and this one. So I think it's lovely. We can see two generations far away, and we join and make music together.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's a nice link. Yeah, and I noticed that's the variations on the theme of Moore's Air National.
Right.
Yeah, and just for our listeners, because a lot of people don't know that work by Chopin, we have a little studio piano. They'll probably instantly recognize the theme. So it's...
Exactly.
And, yeah, so much fun. And then, you know, Chopin takes it to another level. That'll be exciting.
Yeah. We did have a long story, but anyway, it belonged to young Chopin, the full of loving and but very virtuous as well. The piece very difficult, especially the piano primo. I let JJ in charge of that because he's young, his finger run very fast.
oh, yeah. super, super. I love the energy between you two. Yeah.
And then it's like a bridge, and then bring to the Chopin part of my solo. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of different, the style, different form. We have a bit the dance. We have a bit like a scherzo that I mentioned. It's a number two.
Song and dance. Beautiful. Nocturne, barcarolle, waltzes. Wonderful. Yeah. Tell me, Dong Tyson, I'm very curious. I'm speaking with Dong Tyson. He is the winner of the 10th International Chopin Warsaw Piano Competition, and he's bringing his student to an incredible concert coming up May 17th. They are playing four hands, also solo, bringing some beautiful Chopin to you. That's at the Meridian Arts Center, 7:30 p.m., May 17th. Dong, I wanted to ask you, you've been such a guiding figure for many young pianists, including JJ, who we'll hear at the program. What do you see are the most important qualities in a young musician today?
Well, I think today the pianistically level of the young generation is amazing, that it's not a big deal anymore. So for who is more special, it's exactly the message or when they play what they want to tell the audience with what you want to say or the story you want to share. So
right.
it and before I think the also to have a success in concert, usually we had to create a lot of effective or maybe appealing something that make it more interesting. But I think the audience get more mature now. So I say that you have to do right to the point. Don't make too many makeup.
so not too much makeup.
makeup
right.
It's not. It's already passed even in America. Europe is already tradition for a long time like that.
Right.
So, but
right.
Now in even Americans. So yes. So your audience come to enjoy, and I'm sure that with the he have a power to bring the audience with him. It's not that entertaining in kind of visually, but exactly with the sound, with
the sound, yes,
intensity inside that he bring audience with him.
Powerful words, wonderful.
Yeah. And he's so young; he's not only 20. He's only 20. He's very young. So it will make
very young. Well, we wish him well, and as you mentioned, you're going to have a wonderful, mature, very discerning audience that will really appreciate the incredible energy and all the brilliance both of you will be bringing to this concert. Big return, a grand return to Toronto after 30 years. Joined internationally acclaimed pianist Dong Tai-sun. He is taking the stage once again. Meridian Arts Center, a beautiful hall there, and a wonderful audience awaits. May 17th, 7:30 p.m. Mark your calendars. And where can we get tickets for this? Is that torontoartistsymphony.org? I think that's the website. Toronto Artist. Yeah, I'm going to mention that for our listeners. torontoartistsymphony.org. Get your tickets there. Join Dong Tai-sun, bringing his exceptionally talented rising star of the piano world, J.J. Bowie, also to the stage. Any closing thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, so we all look for the, I don't know much about the RDDUC 30. Yes, a lot of time is changing generation. So we all looking for the new audience, you know, it's changing every decade. So I'm sure that it not only the come with the number, but also with the quality of the listener. So that would bring we share the moment or the music that it Chopin it exactly come to the heart of each the people, because it's music so emotional. So we want to share this. This feeling and emotion in the time that everything, so many things happen around, but only the thing that bring us together and warm our heart is the music.
A heartwarming concert ahead for sure. The music of Schumann, Chopin, beloved classics, and a few novelties also thrown in. And a thrilling Ravel, of course, and some two piano music. You're going to bring in a very powerful, passionate show to our listeners. And thank you, Dong Tai-sun. Thank you for joining us here on the Jukebox on the New Classical FM. And I wish you a wonderful crowd and many beautiful, memorable moments at the recital.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Absolutely. Likewise. Till next time, we'll connect with you again. Hopefully, we don't have to wait another 30 years.
I like it.
Okay. You take care. Yeah. All right. Bye.